Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. There are fresh hopes for Wensum Lodge to become a new jewel in the city's crown. Political big hitters kick off Green Football Weekend, and a B&B owner is fighting to expand his premises while insisting it's not a restaurant.
Plans could be revived for a long-awaited revamp of Wensum Lodge to turn it into the city's jewel in the crown. Before the pandemic, Norfolk County Council unveiled proposals to transform the King Street building into a creative hub. Since then, no progress has been made. The venue has been the base for Norfolk's adult education services for more than 40 years, and Council said work is continuing on plans and a report is due to be discussed later this year. Steve Morphew, leader of the opposition Labour Party, called for a more ambitious scheme, including a new sports hall. He said county and city councils must work together.
Police have raided a suspected cannabis factory in Norwich's NR3 area. Officers broke into the Paterson Road property off Aylsham Road. Cannabis plants and other drug-related items were seized in the resulting search.
Political big hitters Alistair Campbell and Ed Balls pedalled in tandem to Norwich City's Carrow Road ground in support of the Green Football Weekend initiative. Burnley fan Mr Campbell and the Canary-supporting winner of Celebrity Best Home Cook, Mr Balls, rode their bicycle made for two to the ground before judging the green baking skills of young fans from both teams ahead of the championship clash between their teams. The children were tasked with using only sustainable ingredients to create and bake the cakes, and Mr. Balls and Mr. Campbell agreed to put their fierce club loyalties aside temporarily to choose a worthy winner. The clubs also battled it out for the coveted Green Football Cup, but unlike other tournaments, it was fan action that decided who takes it home. Supporters were scoring green goals for their club by taking climate-friendly actions, from eating a veggie meal to turning the thermostat down 1 degree or taking a shorter shower.
A decorated former Director General of MI5 has been recruited to advise a thrilled Norwich Crop and Plant Science Institute. Baroness Eliza Manningham Buller, who led the UK's Security and Intelligence Service from 2002 to 2007, has been appointed as an honorary advisor to the Governing Council of the John Innes Centre based at Norwich Research Park. Baroness Manningham Buller was appointed Dame Commander of the Order of the Bath in 2005, became a life peer in 2008, and in 2014 the Queen appointed her a Lady of the Garter. She also previously chaired the Wellcome Trust and said she is passionate about science and innovation, particularly in the areas of healthcare and food security.
A bed and breakfast owner, best known for denying running a Japanese restaurant, is fighting to expand his property after City Hall rejected the plans. Orlando Williams, owner of the controversial Orlando's Bed and Breakfast, applied for a two-storey rear extension to his property, but was rebuffed by Norwich City Council in early 2022. Now Mr Williams is appealing to the government's planning inspectorate to get the decision overturned. Since 2019, the B&B owner has been involved in an extraordinary battle with Norwich City Council over whether he has been running an illegitimate restaurant from his property on Earlham Road. It is something Mr. Williams has previously denied, despite people reporting being served meals at the premises. The extension would provide space for two extra bedrooms as well as additional seating and dining space. The plans submitted to the council show an expanded dining room as well as a separate breakfast area and two seating areas as well as two extra bedrooms. Planning officials did not raise the property's restaurant use as a reason for their rejection of the application. However, it was mentioned in their supporting evidence in the appeal as part of the information present to inspectors.
New bus service. A new bus service to the UEA and hospital will be introduced next week. The 5:12 service will run hourly, with the first bus arriving at Norfolk and Norwich Hospital at 7:10 a.m. and the last bus departing at 6:25 p.m. The service, operated by Connect Bus and introduced as part of Norfolk County Council's Bus Service Improvement Plan, will run from Reefham Road and make stops around the Ring Road, including the Airport Park, Park and Ride, Boundary Road, Sweetbriar Road and Farrow Road. It will then stop on Earlham Road for the UEA before ending at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital.
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for part two.